Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with the traveling man, Johnny Jett. Johnny, what is going on with American Airlines? They canceled like 1,000 flights last night, 265 today. It can't all be about the weather, can it?
No, it's not about the weather. The weather is only a small part. There was some wind shear in Dallas, but American actually fessed up saying it was staffing issues. So their big problem is that, you know, it was towards the end of the month. A lot of the staff, the flight attendants, the pilots have timed out, or they maxed out their hours. And also, if there's a delay or cancellation, it just messes everything up. And plus, you know, some people are saying some of it has to do with the federal vaccine mandate. Could be a sick out, but no one will ever admit it because it's illegal to do it by the union and also by the airline.
I mean, this kind of thing, it doesn't seem like this happened a year or two or three ago, did it?
This is actually just part of the fallout of COVID, unfortunately. I mean, it's not just the airline industry. It's also, I mean, every industry. Restaurants can't get workers. Hotels, you name it. So, unfortunately, it's just the way it is. And, you know, the good news is American is recalling 1,800 flight attendants today. It was maybe just 1,300. 13 or 18. Mm-hmm. Either way, they've been furloughed for months, and this was just happened to be the day. And with the airline industry, you just can't train people overnight. It takes time. It takes weeks or months. So it'll get better. I'm just not sure about the holidays. So my advice, unfortunately, and I'm American Airlines, you know, top tier freaking flyer, I wouldn't be booking them unless you're booking certain flights or if you have elite status or Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines is the same boat.
Southwest saved us. We were coming back from Las Vegas yesterday, and our American flight got canceled, and we got on a Southwest trip. But I see on your website, johnnyjett.com, you have some negative things to say about Southwest. I thought you liked Southwest. I do.
I do. Listen, I love Southwest, and I love American. It's just they're just having some issues right now. Look at the numbers. You can go to flightaware.com, and you can click cancellations, and you will see that American and Southwest are by far have, you know, hundreds of cancellations, while United Airlines has 11. Delta has zero so far today. Yesterday, I think they had three. So, you know, why can't they have their operations like United and Delta? A big part of this is not just the management, but also the way they handled this federal vaccine mandate. Delta and United took the initiative before it was even initiated by the Biden administration. So all their staff are almost fully vaccinated, while Southwest and American aren't, and they're having real big issues with it right now.
So as far as booking for Thanksgiving, booking for Christmas, you're leery of American and Southwest?
I am, just because of the last couple weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago, Southwest had the same fallout as American had this past weekend, but Southwest still had hundreds of flights canceled and delayed this weekend. So, I mean, you know, there's an old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I just wouldn't fall for it. But if there is any weather problems, I mean, it's like this every Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the busiest travel days of the year. The busiest travel day of all time was 2019, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Almost 2.9 million people went through TSA security checkpoints. So, and right now, by the way, just yesterday was 1.8 million people went through. And come November 8th, when foreigners can come to America finally, those numbers are going to jump, and the TSA staffing is not there. They're having a problem with the vaccine mandate as well. So get to the airport extra early. I was just following someone on Twitter today, one of my friends. She was at Atlanta airport. She has pre-check and clear, and she waited almost an hour.
Wow.
For both.
Mm.
That's insane.
That really is. I'll say one thing on behalf of the airlines and the flight attendants, though. It's just awful, this story about the American flight attendant suffered broken bones in her face after a passenger attacked her. And then A fight was on a Delta flight bound for L.A. recently. There's a video that's posted. I mean, these people are insane. And that terrible story about the American flight attendant, and I know that that person is facing some legal consequences, but, you know, I was so mad. I just wanted to call every American Airlines flight attendant and say, okay, line up now because we're going to get this person in front of you, and all of you take a punch, just take a whack at this person. I mean, doesn't it make you crazy?
Listen, their job was already tough. I told you, when I used to go visit you in studio 20 years ago, I was dating a United Chicago-based flight attendant. I knew how difficult their jobs were. That's where I learned how to bring chocolates to the flight attendants and the gate agents. And that was back then. Now, they're having more abuse now in the past year than they ever have combined. It really is insane. And you know
terrible.
What? Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, just came out yesterday saying that he does think they should have a no-fly list that's not just by airline, but by all. So if you're banned by one airline, you're banned by them all. And I think that will stop this madness.
I hope so. I hope they do that. There is a great tip on JohnnyJet.com about saving money on airfares. Johnny, is this about using Google Flights?
It is. So, you know, I've been talking about this tip for a long time, although I've only been doing it internationally. My buddy Zach Honig is actually one that brought it to my attention about domestic flights, which I never thought of. So once I was flying from New York to Sardinia, and the flight was like $2,000. I was like, I can't afford that. So I priced it out going New York to London for $700, and then London to Sardinia for like $100. So I saved over $1,000 by doing it. Now, with this trick for domestically on Google Flights, Zach put in, it only works if you have to make a stopover somewhere or a layover. So let's say he was going Fort Lauderdale to St. Louis. There's no nonstop flights. So he saw that the flight was going to Charlotte, and it was pricing out as a $1,000 first-class ticket. But he put in a multi-city, and he did Fort Lauderdale to Charlotte, same day, Charlotte to St. Louis, again, same day, and it came out as $524. He saved almost 50% by doing that. And it's the same exact flights, same exact seats. So it's a really nifty little trick, and I'm not sure why I never thought about doing it domestically, but it works both ways, and also for coach class, not just first.
Zach Honig used to work for the points guy, right?
Exactly. He's no longer there.
Let's talk about car rentals, because that's been a problem lately. And I know last time we talked, you said it's only going to get worse. What do we know now about what's happening in that department?
Well, you know, it's actually in some places it's getting better. It all depends. If you're going to Hawaii, it's not getting much better, especially during the holidays. No matter where you're going, and if you're traveling during peak times, make sure you book your car or reserve your car as soon as you book your plane tickets, because waiting till the last minute is not only going to cost you, but it's also going to you're going to risk not getting one, period. So, but they are starting to come back, but I was just interviewing an analyst. He said it's still going to be another couple quarters away before it's back to normal, if it is.
Do you ever use sites like Turo or other ways to get a rent a car other than going to the company?
You know, I've never used Turo, but one of my friends has, and he does it all the time. He loves it. But, you know, just with Turo, when you use Turo, make sure you read the fine print and see that if your insurance covers it, because the credit cards that do not cover rentals from Turo.
Got it.
But like other ones.
Have you heard about this? Hotels doing this a la carte pricing where they will add charges for you if you want to check in early or swim during peak hours or get a late checkout. You can get that, but they charge you. Is that going on everywhere now?
No, it's just one hotel. I think it's one group, a small bunch of owners. I can't remember which one.
Oh, is that MCR maybe?
Yes, maybe that might be it. But anyway, they are testing it. And you know what? If it works for them, I would not be surprised if the major players take it over. They're trying to take a book out of the airlines where, you know, they're going to charge you for everything. And, you know, they're starting to take the fun out of travel when they do that.
Yeah. Something that may make it easier at the airport, these eye scans. Are they going to be installed everywhere soon?
Well, no, right now it's just Delta Airlines. They're testing it in Atlanta, in Detroit, and actually American, I think, is going to start testing it in L.A., which I'm looking forward to, or one of the airlines, maybe it's United. But you don't even need to show your license. You just roll up. It's just like using Clear, because when I use Clear at the airport, I just scan my irises. This will actually scan your face, and I've done it before in, like, London Heathrow and Germany, where you can just, you know, there's not even anyone there to take your ticket at the gate when you're boarding the plane. You just go through these self-service kiosks. It's face recognition. I think it will be a great way to do it. And, you know, we don't have to worry about losing our passports or our licenses.
So you won't even need your boarding pass at check-in, will you?
No.
That's unbelievable. All of this information and more at johnnyjet.com, and that's J-O-H-N-N-Y. Johnny, thanks as always for travel news we can really use. Happy travels to you.
Thank you. You too.